My name is Chris Johnson. It is Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, you motherfucker. Fucking love Christmas Eve, man. Christmas Eve is a great day. Although I gotta fucking peel back the curtain here. It's not fucking Christmas Eve as I'm recording this shit. Matter of fact, I recorded this immediately after Wednesday's tirade. I do feel a little bit calmer because I just screamed into a mic for 10 minutes and then edited that down into the maybe 5 minutes that you heard a few days ago. But Christmas Eve is fucking great. Christmas Eve is busy for my ass too. I gotta work 8 to 2. Then I'm going at least one place. I got at least one place to be Christmas Eve. I got something going on the 23rd. Going to the fucking, going to Nissen the judge's house. A little fucking Christmas get together with Gonzo and the fellas. So it's going to be a good time then. Then, we got Christmas Eve today. Got shit going on. I don't know what the fuck's going on with my mom yet. As I'm recording this, I have no fucking idea. I'll get a fucking text message, tell me what the fuck's up, and I'll fucking be there. But I want to talk about a little fucking Christmas tradition that I've been experiencing over the last few years. I told the people at work, everybody thought it was fucking adorable. So maybe you'll think it's fucking adorable. I don't know. I live in an apartment complex. It is a bunch of 2-story, 8-unit buildings. I don't know how many fucking buildings there are. Maybe like 40. I have no fucking idea. But it's a good sized complex. I live up on the second floor. I don't think I want to live on the first floor. I never go out in the balcony. I just like being up. I like leaving my balcony door open, like in the middle of summer and shit, and I don't have to worry about people just being able to walk right in. Now, granted, you can climb up the fucking balcony, but you're doing some work for that. I'll take my chances there. But anyway, in my complex, there's an old man that lives downstairs. He's a pleasant guy. He's a pleasant fella. He just smokes cigars all day, says hello from time to time, and he takes notice of things too. He's an observant gentleman. When Finley was still around, I had to take him to the vet in the summertime. Finley was constipated. I had to take him to the vet. I was worried about his ass. Pun intended there, I guess. So he saw me taking Finney to the vet, and then he saw me bringing Finney back a couple days later. And then, like, you know, he would just ask about him. Like, hey, what's going on? How's your cat doing? Just a nice man. You don't have to fucking do that. It's shit that I don't do. You know what I mean? Nicer guy than I. He has this tradition every Christmas where he gives everybody in the building gifts. I've been here. This is my 6th Christmas in the building. I think he moved in maybe like 4 years ago. This has been going on for some years now. At least 3 years. 100%. There'll be one of those gift bags, you know, with like a fucking little Christmas mural on it. Like, you know, Santa Claus with a bunch of fucking kids. You know, the Christmassy scene shit. You've seen this. You've seen those gift bags. And then there'll be a card in there. I got the card here. Hold on. Where did I put the fucking card? Here's a card. It says Merry Christmas on the front. Open this shit up. And then it's this guy, you know, whatever message. Have a wonderful festive season. And he writes my name in there. Chris. I don't know how he knows my name. I've never introduced myself. I promise that I've never introduced myself to him or anybody else in this fucking building. I like the idea that he probably looks through my mail and the packages and figures out that I'm Chris. My last name is on my mailbox. So Johnson, like if you call me fucking Johnson, motherfucker, if you call me Johnson, he'd be the coolest guy on fucking earth. But anyway, it says Chris, Merry Christmas. And then he always signs it from Santa. A couple years ago, he got me a 6-pack of something. I don't know. I gave it to my brother-in-law because he likes beer. I tried one. I'll be honest. I tried one. I thought it tasted fucking atrocious. It was like this fucking dark ale or some shit. I don't know what the fuck it was. It was horrible. But it's the thought that counts. And I fucking love the fact that he gave it to me. The last 2 years, he's given me wine. Actually, the last 3 years, he's given me wine. 3 years ago, I gave it to my cousins. Last year, I just fucking kept it. I haven't drank it. It's sitting on my fucking counter. And I got another fucking bottle of wine on my counter as well. That's probably going to just stay there for an indefinite amount of time. So I got some red and white wine here. I offered it to fucking Nitzen the judge and Gonzo, but they didn't respond. So, like, they're not big wine drinkers. I'll keep it here and, you know. Listen, I'll figure out what to fucking do with it. Guarantee I'll probably give this shit away eventually. But I haven't decided who I'm fucking giving it to. So it's just going to fucking sit there. You know what else I got? Like, fucking chocolates? He put fucking chocolate truffles in there. I don't know what kind. It's in like a red container. I don't know. I don't know what the fucking thing is. I ate one. It was fucking awesome. And he gave me the little fucking Hillshire Farms like sampler. Like the fucking summer sausage with the fucking crackers and cheese. You know that shit? You only see that shit around like holiday time. I remember when I used to go to the mall back when malls were still a thing. I think malls are still like around, but like when the fuck was the last time you went to a mall? Like I always remember like they would set up a kiosk and it would always be filled with the fucking summer sausage and fucking cheese and shit. He gave me a little fucking sampler of that. The guys at work were like, dude, that's a fucking classic fucking Hillshire sampler. I was like, dude, I'm not gonna fucking lie. I'm fucking jacked up about this sampler. I'm gonna eat this fucking sausage and I'm gonna be so fucking excited about it. There's fucking sausage, crackers, cheese, and this spicy mustard. Dude, I'm fucking jacked up. I'm off the week after Christmas. I'm gonna fucking destroy that fucking thing. And he's always super excited about giving the gifts away. He'll see me when I'm walking in. He'll ask if I got it. I'll thank him. I don't even give a shit that I don't drink. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. It's not that I, like, abstain from drinking. I'm not one of these straight-edge assholes. I just don't drink. For the most part, I think alcohol tastes like complete fucking dog shit, and I'm not interested in fucking drinking it. So, you know, it's the thought that counts. I am touched by the thought that, like, he's just a nice fucking guy buying gifts for the entire fucking building. It's just awesome. And, like, I wish I was that awesome, but I'm not buying gifts for the entire fucking building. Maybe I can be as awesome as him without buying gifts for these fucking strangers I don't want to talk to. Maybe I'll get to a point in my life where I can do it. Although if I'm a fucking old man, you know, maybe I'll want to talk to people. I don't know. But I feel like I'm going to get more cranky as I get older. Well, I hope you have a fucking wonderful holiday. I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Day. I love the week after Christmas too. Like, that's my favorite week of the fucking holiday season, when you're fucking going to parties or when things have finally calmed down a little bit. Like, I just fucking love it. Merry Christmas. Happy fucking Hanukkah. Whatever the fuck it is that you celebrate, I hope you have a fucking wonderful time. And, you know, that shit's going well for you. And I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's the new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and any fucking site you please, along with Podbean, which is the host. They have every episode. I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline for you, on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, and on Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes.